Welcome to Impact Ministries World Changer Weekend 2014. This is your Saturday evening Operation 1 Billion Report, brought to you by Jimmy Bratcher.
Well, just real quickly, we have a couple of areas that keep us connected to people outside of the church. Sherry and I, we have a commitment to our phrase that we use is Saturday night and Sunday morning. We have an equal commitment, so we have a constant since we've been, you know, we just turned 60 this year, and we came to the Lord when we were 22, and we've been committed to local church ministry ever since then. We started, you know, like I think I told you, we started cleaning toilets. That's where our ministry job started. But one of the ways that we keep connected is by going to prisons. We do a few prisons a year. And a couple of years ago, we were here, and the Menards were here. You all stand up. Stand up for just a second. Yeah, stand up for just a minute. This is how this whole cycle works. These folks were here 2 years ago, and they came to me, and they said, we would like to sow a seed to the prisons. And so they bought the Bible school on a zip drive and gave that to me. And I have a friend that's a chaplain. He's an ex-offender. He's the only ex-offender in the whole chaplain system in the United States that was voted the chaplain of the year. And I took that to him. He's in the state of Kansas. I took that to him last fall was the first time that I saw him. And I gave it to him because I had asked him if he would like to have that. And he said, yes, we are looking for curriculum right now. And so rather than begin to implement that, what he did with that zip drive is he took it to his boss, who's the chaplain over all of the prisons in Kansas. And they are right now considering that Bible school curriculum for every institution in the state of Kansas in prison. And so that's something that we can be believing that will be accomplished. And that's the reason why I pointed out the Menards is that's the way that process worked. There was a seed sown into what we do. But one of the other things that we do every year is we have the opportunity to go to Sturgis. All right, Rick, throw up a picture. I have to prompt Rick in the back room. And Sturgis, for those of you that don't know, and I realize some of you don't know, is the largest gathering of motorcycle enthusiasts in the world. It happens every year, the first full week of August, in Sturgis, South Dakota. That's in western South Dakota. And to put it into perspective, South Dakota has a population of 700,000 people. For this week, there are 500,000 guests that come to South Dakota to ride motorcycles. So this is a view of downtown. It's just kind of one spot. At any given moment in this town of Sturgis, which is normally about 6,000 people, there'll be 100,000 plus people on Main Street. Okay, Rick. And so this is a view. And if you look over to the right in this picture, you'll see a little banner up there. Okay, Rick. To the left. And that was my right. And so we have this stage on Main Street in Sturgis, and my descriptive word for this stage is primitive. That means we look like a bunch of hillbillies when we get there. And we perform on this stage, and if you can see this picture at all, Sherry is to the left of the stage there. And we found this connection to this culture. And like I mentioned in what I was talking about, you know, Paul had the unknown God he connected to. In every culture, every social interaction that you have, there will be a connection to spiritual things. In the biker community, they want this thing called the bike blessing. They want a minister to come and pray over them and their motorcycle. This is so popular that a year ago May, Pope Francis at the Vatican did a bike blessing event for Harley-Davidson's 110th anniversary. So that makes it legit. So what we did was we had this idea. We were there performing, playing music, but we wanted, and all these people are just passing by. So we created this CD called the Bike Blessing CD, and on it is a 60-second prayer that I pray for this biker. I close the prayer by saying, Lord, in all of creation that this rider experiences, may it remind them of how much you love them in Jesus. Amen. Then it has some of my music, and it has mine and Sherry's story on it. And we give these away. Go ahead, Rick. We give these away by the by the thousands. In fact, we give away more CDs than we sell. This is a view from the stage, and you can see how close that we are to the people. We can literally give them a high five as they're walking down the street. Okay, Rick. And there's Sherry. Sherry is the best at distributing these CDs. And if you follow my blog posts at all, I just posted about that. She'll be there. She'll hand one of these CDs to one of the people walking by. They'll take that CD, and that's a seed sown into their life. Okay, Rick. So we have people on both sides of the streets doing this while we're there. All right, Rick. All right, they're passing out, they're giving these CDs away, and these are seeds. And what we've seen, okay, Rick, we've gotten emails from people from all over the world, and the emails are pretty consistent. I was at Sturgis, somebody gave me one of your CDs, and that in my life caused me now to believe on Jesus. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. So last year, we were invited by the largest party venue in Sturgis, a place called the Legendary Buffalo Chip, to come. And I think that would be a great name for a church plant, you know, Buffalo Chip Church. Or my favorite would be, I want a church named Knuckleheads Church. And so we had played there once before, and they treated us so badly, but it was really embarrassing. It was just a logistical nightmare, and we decided we were going to keep our attitude correct, and we blessed them, and we had a good attitude. And last year, I got a call from one of the owners of this venue. I don't know how many people come to this, but they have over 20,000 campsites. Their moniker is the Legendary Buffalo Chip, the best party anywhere. But the owner called me, and he said, we've got this pastor that wants to come out here and do a bike blessing, and I think it's a good idea. But I told him, there's this guy that we treated really bad a couple of years ago. And so he gets the first shot at it. I'd like for you to come and perform, and I would like for you to pray over the bikers that are at the Buffalo Chip. So this is a picture of the stage that we perform on. Okay, Rick. Okay, Rick. During the breaks, I'll just go out and pass out CDs at the bar. Okay, Rick. Okay, Rick. And finally, it culminates in me having the opportunity to just pray over these men and women that are there riding their motorcycles. And it's just a remarkable thing. So on August 2nd, we will leave our home in Kansas City. We'll take the band. We'll go. I will perform 11 times in 5 days while we're there at Sturgis, and we'll be giving away these CDs as seed. And it's always so remarkable to me, because it's just like anything in any culture, consistency is paramount. We've been at that little stage downtown. This will be our 7th year consistently that we've been there. We have people that come every year from all over the world that will come to that stage, particularly to get a CD. There was a guy that was here in Jim's church who was a tattoo artist, and he mentioned him earlier, and he would come to our stage easy. He had a tattoo store here in town. He would come to our stage every year, and it would always be the same. He'd come to the stage, and he'd say, Jimmy, how many CDs can I have? And I'd say, easy, how many CDs do you want? And he'd say, can I have 200? And I'd say, yes. And he'd load his saddlebags up. He would go to one of the 1% outlaw biker camps where he was welcome to go, and he would give those CDs away to every single one of them. And he would come back the next day, and he would say, Jimmy, the only thing you can hear in the morning in that camp is your CD playing. I even personally gave one to the president of that club. And Easy was then, that was in 2011, was the last time that he was there. And shortly after that, he was killed in a motorcycle accident. But we've seen countless people. I had one gentleman that came to me as we were setting up a couple of years ago. And he just stood by the stage, him and his probably 10-year-old boy. And he said, can I talk to you? And I said, yes, I'd be glad to talk to you. And he said, you know, I was here last year, and I walked by, and somebody gave me one of these CDs. He said, my wife's a believer, and so that meant, well, he's not. He said, but I love the music, and I like the prayer, but one day I listened to your story. And he said, you know, it just hit me at the right time, and I decided that that I needed to believe on Jesus for myself. And there are lives that impact. These are just seeds that we're sowing. And you all have been so faithful to help us to fund part of what we do there. And it's so remarkable that this, the message that we have of God's love is being spread even in these places where we would consider this to be a gospel-free zone. And it's not. And it's just a matter of us being there. You know, one of the things that Sherry and I use to describe our ministry is this, and then I'll stop, is that when people say, tell us about what you do, we always say, we have the ministry of showing up. That's it. And the equation is we are ourselves in Christ, and we show up in life. And that's really all that it is. You have that same ministry because Christ is in us. Where we go, he goes. Where he is, stuff happens. So that's kind of what we do. And we, you know, we so appreciate the fact that you all believe in us and you help us by giving. Thank you, Jim.